All right, folks, this is going to be a quick one. The numbers to call, 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Kevin Barker, the Blue Jays leading 4-2 going into the ninth inning. They lose this 6-4. Let's start with the bullpen usage. There's a lot to talk about today, but clearly when you give up four runs in the ninth inning to the Yankees and lose a game in which you were leading 4-2 with the opportunity to sweep, you've got to focus on the bullpen. Now, Eric Swanson, one day after being activated off the IL, got to start the inning. Tim Mesa came in for him. Bowden Francis was warming up as Tim Mesa finished his inning. So my first question to you, because a lot of the focus will be in Chad Green, who didn't pitch yesterday. Clearly, Chad Green, for whatever reason, wasn't available today.
Yeah, sure didn't seem that way. Look, I think in the ninth inning, you want a guy who's predictable, right? You have any idea what Swanson was going to give you? I mean, he hadn't pitched since the 13th, and when he did pitch in the minor league level, it wasn't real good. And he only went two-thirds of an inning on the 13th. Chad Green pitched a day ago, right? He's been decent with what he's trying to do, solidifying the secondary stuff. Slider's been better. The velocity's been better. It's just the predictability. Again, we've been down this road where, you know, we start pointing the finger and we have no idea what's going on. Maybe Chad Green didn't want to pitch or couldn't pitch, right?
Yeah. We had that with Henesis Cabrera the other day, remember?
Did you see him getting loose?
No, he was not.
So, you know, I think we should probably wait until we hear John. I'm sure somebody that'll be the first question they ask is why Swanson instead of Green. You know, it's about winning streaks, about momentum. They were getting it here. I mean, they were taking, you know, the Yankees behind the woodshed. They were getting it done here. And that sweep going away to head it out west, right, getting on that five-hour flight would have been nice. You know, and then you talk about pitch sequencing to Judge. Why you throw him six pitches in? I mean, I don't know about you, but everybody prides themselves on watching a guy take a swing. If you would have saw him like I did, step out, take the little dry swing that he took where it was off balance, you could tell he was sort of eliminating the front foot, putting more weight on the backside, basically knowing that the next pitch he's going to get's in. You clear the hips. If you keep it fair, you'll have success. I would maybe have liked to have seen the sinker down and away. You get a rollover, you get a swing through. Maybe the game's a little different, but
well, this much we know.
It's a tough one.
And we know that Aaron Judge is playing hurt. We know that there's an issue with the foot or the toe, at least. Aaron Judge, 0-for-12 with 7 punch-outs coming into that at-bat in this series. His worst series against the Blue Jays, I was going to say of his career, I don't remember all of them, but certainly in recent years, his worst series against the Blue Jays. 3 strikeouts and hitting into a double play as well. But Aaron Judge, the hero, line drive down the left field line, 2-run score. And the New York Yankees beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-4. The first time this year the Jays have blown a game in which they were leading after 7 innings. And as my friend Mr. Barker says, it would have been a great way to end this 6-3 homestand. The Jays have the day off tomorrow. Then they're off to San Diego and Kansas City to take on the Padres and the vastly improved Kansas City Royals. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. It's Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker. Let's run through this very quickly, Kevin. Marcus Stroman, coming into today, had given up one hit in 31 opponents at-bats with 2 strikes. Dalton Varsho takes him deep today. Dalton Varsho, a 2 home run day. Much talk about the use of Dalton Varsho in games, right? John Schneider, after he hit a couple of home runs or had a home run and had 2 real good games sitting him, you know, and John Schneider's argument is, we're not sitting these guys because we want to punish them. We're trying to pick the right spots for them. I mean, clearly whatever they're doing with Dalton Varsho is working right now, Kevin, because he looks like a different dude.
Yeah, I think you got to give Dalton the credit. You know, every once in a while you just got to say to the player that, you know, you're doing the right thing. I think his pace is better. When your pace is better, you know, you got a better chance of not having to think about, you know, being robotic at the plate. You just see ball, hit ball. You get one down the middle, you don't miss it. You get it in the air to the pool side. You know, he's got good pace to his lower half. He looks confident to me. He's getting a good pitch, playing more, I guess.
Well, John Schneider, surprise, surprise, was asked about the bullpen usage in today's game, and, well, this was his answer.
Lined up how we wanted, yeah. Green, no, was not an option today. He had some shoulder soreness after his last outing.
Is that something that needs to be looked at, or is there anything else going on there?
No, not looked at. I think just getting treatment, with the day off tomorrow. Hopefully he's good to go on Friday.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many messages I got on my Instagram about how bad John Schneider is. He has no idea what he's doing, and you know this is what we're talking about in the regular season. I'm the first person, everybody knows me, has ever listened to me, I'll be the first person to raise my hand and call somebody out. We have no idea what goes on with these dudes. We have no idea how they feel. You know, if even they're available, that's what I said. Did we even see Chad Green?
No, the hint was when he wasn't up. It was obvious he wasn't available.
There you go. And if you're sending down a dude that throws 99 to 102, the guy that's coming in the game better be a little bit better and ready and raring to go.
You open the
so
door.
It just so happens that the split finger wasn't any good, and, you know, you hit a ball to the moon. The homer that Stanton hit should have counted for two homers, Jeff. Two.
You opened the door, Johnny in Vancouver. You're going to walk through it, aren't you?
Oh, my God, guys. I really wanted this sweep. And, you know, like, I just don't understand why we're sending Nate Pearson down when we have a really thin bullpen. You basically have two guys that you can't use in the bullpen. And, Yariel Rodriguez and Clayton Francis. You know, they're basically a starter. So, like, my question is, why are we sending down Pearson when you have a guy in Daniel Vogelbach who barely plays? He's hitting .167. I know he gets on base or whatever, but he barely plays. And then, you know, like, we could have DFA'd him and kept Pearson. I mean, we literally saw the bullpen run out of gas. And also, once in a while, we need to win a game 8-5, 8-6. You know, if you know your bullpen,
well, those
in,
days are gone, my friend. Step up. You're not winning a lot of games 8-5 and 8-6 with this lineup. I mean, let's just say it. That's the way it is. You know, look, we talked about this sending Nate, and thank you for the call, Johnny. We talked about sending Nate Pearson down yesterday. I mean,
the bottom line is you're bringing up two guys who didn't have good outings when they're in the minor leagues. Nate Pearson was predictable.
Like, yes.
This is what this is all about, right? Early in the season, you got a good team on the ropes. You know, you want to step on their neck a little bit. Sort of. Again, Swanson's earned the right. Like, he was really, really good last year. But so far up until this point, he hasn't been. And he's not predictable. And Nate Pearson, you know, again, I was the first guy raising my hand saying, where's that 99 to 102 at? And all of a sudden, we're starting to see it. And when you're seeing it and you're locating it down and away to a righty, how good would that look against Stanton? You think Stanton's hitting that ball to the next county? I doubt it.
Yeah. You know, look, I'm not surprised Jordan Romano's back here. I wonder why you had to bring both of them back at the same time. If one guy, and again, Eric Swanson, you know, his spring training was interrupted twice. You know, once for the accident involving his son. My question at the time was, okay, why do I have to bring both of them up here? Let me DFA Mitch White and bring Jordan Romano up and let Eric Swanson stay down in Buffalo for a bit, and then I can keep Nate Pearson.
Yeah, didn't the last time we heard about Swanson, he didn't have his fastball velocity?
Yes, that's exactly what we heard.
What does Kevin Gausman need when he throws two pitches, and one of them being a split finger, exactly what Swanson throws? He needs velocity on the fastball. That's what I'm saying. I'm not picking on Swanson because he's been really, really good, and he will be a big part of this bullpen. But right now he's not predictable, and I'm with you. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Cost him a game. That's what it did.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I will say this, though, after mentioning that, I would ask people to go back and take a look at Nate Pearson's recent outings against the New York Yankees. I mean, Nate Pearson carved up Aaron Judge the last time he faced him. He would have been the perfect guy to have in here. And, again, Kevin's...
We've been waiting for like 5 years to say that about Nate Pearson.
Well, we have.
5 years.
We've...
Haven't we?
Well, we've ridden the Nate Pearson roller coaster.
Man.
You know, a lot of Jays fans have ridden
Nate
Pearson roller coaster. And, yeah, I do find that surprising. Again, Eric Swanson's a veteran. I get all that. But Eric Swanson, I think, is also... I'm sure Eric Swanson knows that he's not ready. and I'm sure he's a big boy, and I don't think he necessarily had to come up here at the same time as Romano did, but you know, once that decision was made, the decision was made.
Yeah.
Kevin Gausman today. Well, I guess we can scratch that off as far as a worry from this point on.
Yeah, look, I think he looked exactly the way he was supposed to look. Again, I talked to Pete Walker. I had a little mini conversation with Kevin. He said the velocity, you know, in his little side sessions were the way they wanted it to be. The split finger, I know he don't throw split fingers, but he seemed to think he had the velocity the split finger would be there. First inning, right, it looked like some of those split fingers were non-competitive. The fastball command was a little spotty after that. You know, he sort of honed it in, and when he needed it, he could go to it. I think that's the biggest part of it, is when sometimes you have to go to certain pitches, you can go to them because everything's feeling right. Yeah, it's not a worry. It's just sometimes, boy, them games that you're supposed to win, especially the way your offense looks, and you got to win those, boy, this one is a tough one to swallow. Man.
Yeah, it, as we said, an opportunity to an opportunity to –
sweeps don't come around every day against the New York Yankees.
No, they do not. Mike in Burlington, you're on Blue Jays Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Mike? What do you got to say?
I was screaming at my TV today watching Romano file on his nails in the bullpen when he should have been in the game. Like, I don't get it. He's going to pitch 70 or 80 games a year in the ninth inning. Get him in there.
What the hell
happened today? And then – Then the manager waits till the ninth inning to start arguing about the balls and strikes. He should have been there in the fifth inning. Like,
yeah, he's been doing that. He was yelling at that umpire in like the third inning.
Yeah,
I mean, me and Jeff were sitting in traffic. We got here in like the second inning. I looked down there in the third inning. He's yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
It was DeSoto two pitches from Mesa.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. I mean, what's he going to do?
Yeah, what's he going to do?
If he gets thrown out in the fifth inning, the strike zone going to change all of a sudden?
Absolutely not.
It's not hockey.
Might get bigger.
Exactly. And
it's DeSoto two pitches for Mesa, right? One he called a ball, one he called a strike. Yeah. That's the one that irritated me. He had enough. That's why he got tossed.
Yeah, there were Ryan Wells. I got to say this, Ryan Wills, in addition to the lack of performance from the Blue Jays relievers, John Schneider can argue all he wants. His team got more breaks today from Ryan Wills. There were pitches to Soto, Judge, and Rizzo. There was a trifecta in that ninth inning of really egregious misses that worked in the favor of the Blue Jays.
I think all you can ask from an umpire is be consistent. If you are a low ball umpire, consistently call the ball down. Hmm. That's exactly what he did.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. But as I said, the Jays – The Jays got a lot of gifts from Ryan Wills in the ninth inning today, and it clearly wasn't enough. The Blue Jays losing 6-4 to the New York Yankees, a chance to sweep the Yankees. Mm. The homestand though, 6-3, starting pitching really, really, really good. Signs of life from the offense. Dalton Varsho compared to where he was when the homestand started. But yeah, this is a bitter loss.
Yeah,
because you do not get a chance to sweep the Yankees.
It's what he done for me lately, and lately they got beat in the ninth inning.
Yep.
Like, that's, you know, you want to go on that plane happy. They're not.
416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Go to the phone lines. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Really good trip through the rotation, I think, for everybody. And, today it's a sour taste, you know, when you're getting off day and stuff. But, you know, you have a sweep right there against a really good team and didn't get it done. But still, really good homestand. At-bats were really good up and down the lineup against good pitching, you know. So I thought we played extremely well. And, it's nice to be home, you know, being on the road for 10 days. It's nice to be home in front of our fans. You know, it just, you know, I wish it ended a little bit differently today. But the guys, man, they're battling, they're grinding, and I thought overall the homestand was really good.
That's John Schneider, manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, after today's 6-4 loss. The Jays off to San Diego. He said with a sigh.
Weather's nice.
Maybe the most perfect city in the United States.
It's close, except the cost.
Except the cost.
It's It's steep.
But maybe the most perfect.
It's beautiful.
City in the United
75
States.
Every day. Oh. Wonderful.
So you mentioned that was John Schneider. The Jays 6-4 losers to the New York Yankees, giving up four runs in the ninth inning. The Yanks sending nine men to the plate. The inning starting with the Giancarlo Stanton home run.
Gosh.
That probably just landing right about now.
Man.
And Aaron Judge cashing in with the big hit, a 3-2 pitch singling down the left field line. He had been 0-for-12 with seven punchies.
Seen a bunch of balls in, boy.
He certainly did. Jesse in Calgary, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, guys. Unfortunate loss today. What I didn't understand, if Green is dealing with the shoulder soreness, why didn't we just put him on like a little 10-15-day IL, leave Nate up? Just the management of Swanson and Mesa, just not the greatest decision-making there today.
I'm going to say this. As far as we know, he was fine when the decision to send Nate Pearson down was made.
Yeah, he pitched a day ago.
So, your other people have made that, well, if he's hurt, why didn't you send him, or why didn't you put him in the IL and leave Nate Pearson up here? Because he wasn't hurt until today. So, you know, those two situations are completely different. And John Schneider said that he hopes to have him available Friday. I mean, this is the second time, and it is early in the year. If you remember, gosh, Kevin, which game was it where they also had a bullpen issue and they brought Mesa in instead of Hennessy Cabrera?
Yeah.
And we're all wondering, why are you not pitching Cabrera? Why are you not pitching Cabrera? He and Mesa had pitched at the same time, and we found out that Cabrera had shown up and had shoulder soreness. And, you know, this is not necessarily mean it's going to require an IL stint, but it's April 17th, and guys do have shoulder soreness. And what you want as a manager and a pitching coach and a staff is you want your guys to be honest with you. I want to know. And look, and John Schneider touches base with all his guys before a game. Are you available? You know, or guys, frankly, will come in the office and say, Skip, I'm good to go. If you need me today, I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. John Gibbons will tell you sometimes guys wouldn't come in, and John Gibbons took that as a signal that the guy was not good to go on that particular day. So you've got to know your relievers, and I think it simply came down to that. You know, those of us who questioned the decision to send Nate Pearson down, yeah, we're probably feeling a little smarter today as a result of that. But again, I don't think you can necessarily look at that and sort of tie those two decisions together. I really don't.
It sounds like if Green was healthy, Swanson would not have pitched.
Correct. And as far as Jordan Romano not being in the game, and I wanted to address that with the previous caller, John Schneider did say, and again, keep in mind, they know more than we do about where these guys are. He did say that he was not going to use Romano on back-to-back days, at least initially. So maybe that changes on the road trip. I would think unless Jordan Romano, unless something happens, I would think that we'll probably see him go back-to-back at some point. But right now, John Schneider is operating with the best advice he has, and the best advice he has is don't use him day-to-day.
Yeah, they have a plan, but we don't always have to like the plan.
No.
No.
No. But listen, again, I understand. It's the Yankees. You could have swept them. People are in their cars right now, and they'll probably be in their cars for another 5.5 hours based on the traffic. But people are in their cars right now. They're going, Blair, I really don't care about that. We had a chance to sweep the Yankees. And all you guys talk about is how the record in the AL East last year, and got to be better. And, yeah, you're right. It sucks. It really does suck to lose this game to the New York Yankees. And, there were some. I would suggest I have less issue with the pitching decisions that were made than pitching execution. Sometimes guys have got to do it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, sometimes you put guys, John talks about this all the time, they want to put every single guy in the right spot. Sometimes you don't have a choice but to throw a guy in the wrong spot. And most of the time that doesn't work out. That's the reason why they got a bunch of khakis telling them, hey, the arm slot, the break matches up with this dude's swing. That's why throw him here in this pocket to get the fullest out of that guy. If you don't, and you throw a hanging split finger. The dude hits it way out there.
Let's hear from Kevin Gausman, who wrote a pretty good story today, I would suggest. Yeah.
I guess the mentality, more attack mode, being more aggressive at guys, obviously throwing more strikes. I mean, I know I walked, you know, three guys, but felt like I was still attacking the zone really the whole game. And, yeah, I thought we did a good job of mixing. And, you know, obviously my last outing against these guys was a little different. So, you know, I was looking to pitch a little better and, you know, was happy.
When you say it was a little different, what did you learn about that? That kind of helped you?
You know, honestly, I tried to forget about that one. To be honest, there wasn't too many positives from that one. So, you know, but just tried to, you know, get back to who I am. And that's, you know, throwing fastballs and splits and really kind of going after guys and never feeling like I'm backed into a corner and have to throw any certain pitch. And so, you know, it was nice to have that feeling again.
Kevin Gausman, two of his walks came in the first inning. He got out of that inning by striking out Gleyber Torres. Mm-hmm. He walked the number nine hitter, Austin Wells, with two out in the second. And we've got to mention, it's got some really good defense today. Really good defense today from his guys behind him. In point of fact, again, yeah, you could have swept the Yankees. You lost the opportunity. But, Kevin, I feel just based on where Kevin Gausman was today, based on the way the offense has shown some signs of life, or at least an identity, and the defense, I feel pretty good about where this team is right now, to be honest. Even though it's 10-9, I feel pretty good where it is.
Yeah, I think their pitching is where it should be. It's just offensively, you need some guys to start doing better. Like, you need some guys to start, you know, having the at-bats that everybody thinks they can have. If they do that because of the way they play defense and pitch, they're going to be right there. Now, they going to run away with it and have a spot solidified? Probably not. This is going to be a nail-biter most of the year just because of what their offense does do. But they got good enough pitching to make a run at this thing. And they're going to run the bases the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
And they're going to play defense the way they're supposed to. They're a run prevention team, Jeff. Ain't going to be the most fun to watch all the time. But
well,
they're going to win a bunch of games that way.
All right, this is the first homestand of the year. The roof has not been open. It's not hot outside. But we got to talk about this ballpark.
Do we have to?
We got to talk about that. I love the changes. I love the changes that are made. But sweet Jesus, you got to start. This sucker's got to start giving up some home runs, Parker.
It's
got to start giving up some home runs.
It's been more than a year. Why would it? I have no idea. I'm not smart enough to figure that out. I just know when me and you are sitting.
How many hits in this series did you think?
Not
legit?
Hits. Not hits.
No. How many balls hit in the air this series did you think were gone?
Yeah, the Soto ball that he hit off of Gausman to center, I thought that's way up. I thought that was going to get in the WestJet. It halfway up the wall in center? Like, it's balls like that you see really good hitters, guys that know when it leaves the bat, that's gone. I can get into my little bit of a trot like he did, that don't go out, that will make you scratch your head a little bit and, you know, make you, if this is your home field, make you occasionally change the way you attack certain at-bats, which is never a good thing.
Man, if I'm a free agent this offseason, I've been like on the MLB package watching all these games, and I'm kind of taking mental notes. I'm going, oh my God, I don't know about this place.
Yeah, but Bo Bichette did tell me today, if you're a home run hitter, you're a home run hitter. Don't matter which park you play in.
I guess.
We'll
have to ask Vladdy about his numbers in Dunedin.
Vladdy a home run hitter?
And Buffalo.
Or a line drive hitter balls go out sometimes.
I'm just saying the chances of the line drives going out in other parks are a lot greater than they are here.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can't do anything about it. And, you know, maybe those of us who've been, hell, I don't know, maybe they knew what they were doing putting this team together. You know, nothing's happening in this park.
Push that gap together in right field so the wind don't blow
exactly
through there. You can do it.
Nothing's happening offensively here. Let's go out and load up on, you know, let's give IKF a 5-year deal to play good defense. And let's load
deal
up on pitchers. But all kidding aside, it will be interesting to see what this sucker plays like when the roof is open or when it's a little hot.
It'll be more interesting to see if they can make a run at this thing not hitting homers. Like, they just don't hit them. Can you?
I mean, I've got to tell you, it's almost at the. There was a time when the Blue Jays hitting home runs. I mean, I'd yawn. I go, whatever. I mean, it was due.
They didn't have a pitching staff like this, though.
No, But no. Now I'm surprised when they do. But they, yeah, this is the good news is this pitching staff is this pitching staff
best in the American League.
Has come as advertised.
How about that?
It's together. Now they go on the road to San Diego, then they go to Kansas City, then they're back home. 6-4, the Blue Jays lost to the New York Yankees tonight, missed a chance to sweep them. They'll be in San Diego after tomorrow's off day. Thank you, as always, for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Perth and Smiths Falls, Ontario. Love me some Lanark County. Shout out to Lanark County. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com. They are Canada's number one rust protection.